Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
Oh, it is always a fine Friday morning when our good friend Ken Hellenius joins us from Notre Dame University. The kids are out for the summer, so that leaves Ken nothing to do but walk around wondering when football season's going to be starting up. Ken is joining us from Notre Dame to remind us what special birthday is coming up next week. It ain't ours. Ken, good morning.
Good morning to you, and greetings from a beautiful South Bend, Indiana.
I'm glad to hear that it's beautiful there, because here in the Pacific Northwest, as seems typical, it's cold and rainy for the first day of summer. How's the campus looking this morning? Tell us.
Well, we are actually under an excessive heat advisory that begins tomorrow. So we're expecting temperatures in approaching 100 degrees. So it's bright and green, but going to be really, really toasty.
Okay. And now, of course, people go, oh, well, it's 100 degrees. But is that going to be a dry heat, or is it going to be one of those sticky, humid days?
Oh, you're it's going to be awful. Yeah, it's. I like to describe it as like living in the locker room right after the big game.
Ooh.
It's going to be sweaty and hot and just awful.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Don't touch anybody. That's the goal in those coming days. Well, you know, it'll be soon enough. Enjoy those warm summer months, because before long, students will be coming back to the university. And of course, the Fighting Irish will begin their fall football season. So we've got a beautiful summer ahead. And there's some powerhouses of Saint Feast Days. And I love the one that we're going to talk about today. It's coming up next week. Typically, it is the day a saint dies that we celebrate. For this saint today, though, he's got two. Not only the day that he dies do we celebrate, but also his birthday. What great saint are we celebrating next week?
Yeah, so Saint John the Baptist is the only saint other than, our Lord, who of course is God, and our Blessed Mother Mary. John the Baptist is the only other saint that we celebrate on the general calendar, both his birth and his death, because they're both significant moments connected with our salvation. So John the Baptist, his birthday, the nativity of John the Baptist, we celebrate on the 24th of June, which is noted because it's mentioned in the Gospel of Luke. So we know he was born about 3 months after the Annunciation. So tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but on the 24th of June, you'll note, is right around 3 months after the 25th of March, which is when the Archangel Gabriel told the Blessed Mother that her kinswoman Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant at that point. And so what happens then? Mary picks up and travels in haste to go visit her cousin Elizabeth, who is pregnant with John the Baptist. And John the Baptist is the forerunner. He's got this beautiful title in the church. He's the forerunner, the one who is to announce that the Messiah is coming. And so John the Baptist is the one who prepares the way of the Lord. And so that's why we celebrate the birthday of John the Baptist.
So Ken, you use two terms there to relate Mary and her cousin Elizabeth, the mother of St. John the Baptist. You said kinswoman and cousin. So is there a family-like blood relationship between St. John the Baptist and Christ?
Well, so that's a really interesting question. We know the bloodline of John the Baptist because we're told in the Gospel of Luke that his father was Zechariah, a priest in the priestly division of Abijah, and his wife, Elizabeth, was from the daughters of Aaron, also in the priestly line. So what we do know is, of course, that Christ is descended, Jesus is descended from David, King David, that line. So they're distantly related, one would say. When we say kinswoman, we know that Mary and Elizabeth were indeed related in some way. It's really hard to trace some of the actual kind of genealogical names. I haven't done the full research to see You know, because of course we get in the Gospel of Matthew, we get the bloodline of Christ, and we get in the Gospel of Luke, the bloodline of Christ, one through his father, one through his mother, one through Joseph, one through Mary. I haven't looked to see, we don't have that same sort of track for John the Baptist, but they're clearly related because the scriptures tell us that they are. So, and Gabriel, the archangel, refers to Elizabeth as Mary's kinswoman. So we have to trust the Lord on this one, that that we're not being misled.
Well, Ken, one of those other areas where we are kind of clouded and were these kind of years, these hidden years of Christ's life. I mean, we know when he was lost at the temple, and then beyond that, we don't know much about his life until he's 30 years old. Do we have any indication that in those years or time that there was a relationship that St. John the Baptist developed with Jesus? They may have been in the same family of circles. I don't know how far apart they were living. Could they have had a relationship? Or was the baptism of the Lord, does the time that John the Baptist went, I think I remember you, Jesus?
Well, you know, that's a great question. We do know that John the Baptist recognized Jesus. And we know that he recognized Jesus even at the visitation. Even when Mary goes, she's just conceived the Lord in her womb, she goes to visit her kinswoman Elizabeth. And the moment she stands at the threshold of the door of Elizabeth's house, Elizabeth says, "You see, the moment you arrived, the baby leapt in my womb." And this is, of course, John the Baptist dancing before the Ark of the Covenant like King David did. And so even in the womb, John the Baptist knew that Jesus was here. Jesus was present. He's God present right here in the womb of Mary. Now, fast forward 30 years, exactly as you said, and we know that John the Baptist was baptizing and that people were going out to visit him in the Jordan. And he is telling people that he's preparing the way of the Lord, that he makes straight your paths, he says. And he and in the Gospel of Mark, Mark tells us that Isaiah the prophet said, "I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." This is what John the Baptist was doing. And he tells his own disciples, people who were gathered around him, John the Baptist, tells his disciples, "One is coming whose sandal I am not even qualified, I'm not even good enough to strap." We don't know if he recognized Jesus, but we do know that as soon as he saw the Lord, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." So we don't know how close they were. Did they meet up at family reunions? Did they have pizza together? We don't know. But we do know that when Jesus went out to see John the Baptist, John recognized him for who he was. And he said, "I am not worthy. I am not worthy to baptize you. You should be baptizing me." And Jesus tells him, his own cousin, tells him, "We need to do this to fulfill all righteousness." And that, you know, in order to show, because this is a sign that you have been preparing for me, for my ministry. So we don't know if they knew one another by sight, but we do know that that John recognized Christ as the Messiah. So, yeah, it's a beautiful story.
It is a beautiful story, and maybe what they are recognizing is that kind of internal spirituality, that moment when John recognized Christ when he was still in the womb, that beautiful connection and spark that they had was rekindled when they met again at the Jordan. It's just a beautiful thought to think about, and, you know, the idea of baking a cake with 2,025 candles on it might seem a little overwhelming, so just maybe one for all of those years we can celebrate with. Ken, it's a great morning to celebrate with you as well. Thanks so much for being with us today.
It's always my pleasure. And, you know, as we always say, St. John the Baptist, pray for us, because he's the one who gives us this this sign that Jesus is our Savior. And so we ask for his prayers that we can always recognize the Lord in our lives as well.
Oh, and we will continue to pray for you as well. Ken, keep up the good work. We'll talk with you soon.
Take care.